Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God on tonight. I want to thank everybody, amen, who has called in tonight to the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Hallelujah. And we are about to go ahead, amen, and go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we want to thank you, hallelujah, for everything that you are about to do on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank you for the way you are about to move in a mighty way. Hallelujah. We want to continuously lift you up. We want to continuously magnify you. We just ask that you come in right now. Hallelujah. We just ask that you move right now. Hallelujah. We just ask that you have your way right now, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that you are right now, God. Hallelujah. We know that you are a straightway, God. Hallelujah. We know you are an instant, God. Hallelujah, praise God, and we call upon you tonight, hallelujah, to do what you do and just be God all by yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we want to continuously magnify you. We just want to continuously raise your name and praise your name and magnify your name. Hallelujah, because you are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are worthy on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, and we thank you on tonight. We love you on tonight. Hallelujah, and we praise your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah tonight. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. It is truly a blessing to be on the line. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, we're still trying to connect with our Facebook feed, but it is a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Hallelujah, praise God. It's a blessing to be in the presence of the living God. If you believe what the Word of God says, the Word of God says when two or more come together in His name, praise God, that He is in the midst. Hallelujah, He is in the middle. So if you believe what the Word of God says, you believe that He is in the middle of this tonight. Hallelujah, you believe that His presence is on the line tonight. Hallelujah, praise God, you believe it. Hallelujah, and guess what? Where the presence of God is, anything can happen. Praise God, hallelujah. I don't think y'all heard what I just said. I said when the presence of God is, hallelujah, anything can happen. Praise God, wherever Jesus was, anything can happen. Any kind of miracle could take place. But people that just touch the hem of His garment could be healed of issues, hallelujah, that have plagued them their entire lives. Praise God. People, hallelujah, that had leprosy, hallelujah, and were losing stuff they were supposed to have, were cleansed, and instantly began to get back everything that they lost. Hallelujah. People that couldn't see, didn't have sight, didn't have understanding, hallelujah, didn't have the knowledge of God, began to receive the knowledge of God, began to receive revelation knowledge from God. Hallelujah. People that were possessed with demons, hallelujah, praise God, were instantly clothed and in their right mind. Where the presence of God is, anything can happen. I wonder, do you believe the presence of God is on the line tonight? Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, I wonder if you believe, hallelujah, that the presence of the Lord is on the line tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and see, the title of our program is Uncensored. Hallelujah, praise God. See, wherever Jesus was, whenever Jesus spoke a word, He didn't sugarcoat that word. Hallelujah, praise God. Whenever Jesus spoke a word, hallelujah, tonight, He didn't water down that word. Praise God, hallelujah. If it was thick, it was just thick. You hypocrites. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. If it was bitter, it was just bitter. Why do you test me? Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, you know the commandments. Hallelujah, don't come at me asking me, first you trying to butter me up by calling me good. Ain't nobody good but the one that's in heaven, first of all. And then after you did all that, hallelujah, praise God, now you want to come at me crazy and you want to ask me, what must I do to receive eternal life? Hallelujah, you want to ask God a question you already know the answer to. Hallelujah, praise God, you know the commandments. Hallelujah. See, that's why we are uncensored, because sometimes it can be bitter. Hallelujah. It's not all the time the word of God is going to be sweet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all remember that movie? Hallelujah. Amen. American Gangster. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the product he served was called Blue Magic. It was the purest that was on the block. It wasn't cut. It was uncut. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was pure. Hallelujah. See, that's the way the word of God needs to be. It needs to be pure. Hallelujah. It needs to be uncut. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, what I serve, amen, is trademark. It's like Pepsi. Hallelujah. I have a brand, and people expect the best product when they come to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, we may not be all sweet and kind with the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. We may not be patting you on the back and saying, baby, it's going to be okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because I didn't see many prophets that did that in the Bible. When the prophets went forth, they said, He is bringing destruction onto all of us. Hallelujah. The Lord said he is angry. Hallelujah. The Lord said he is about to bring a sword. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we may not come at it all sweet and tell you how many houses and how many cars. Praise God. And when your next husband or your next wife is coming from. Hallelujah, praise God, or when God is going to give you that check in the mail. We may not tell you all that, praise God, but we're going to tell you the true and unadulterated word of God, because the fact of the matter is, you don't need somebody to tell you that God wants to bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me say that one more time. I said, you don't need nobody to tell you that God wants to bless you. If you read the word of God, you'll find out that God wants to bless you. He said in his word, hallelujah, I have placed before you death and life, blessings and curses. And then he told us, hallelujah, to choose life. He said, if you choose life, you will inherit the blessing. Praise God, hallelujah. And what our assignment is to show you how to choose life. Hallelujah, praise God. What does it mean to choose life? Hallelujah, to choose life is to meditate, the one that meditates day and night on the word of God. The one who fears the Lord and reverences him for who he is. Hallelujah. The one that accepts the fact that I am a sinner and there's no way I can make it on my own, that I'm going to need your grace. I'm going to need your mercy. I can't do this by myself. The one that submits himself to God. Hallelujah. See, it ain't enough to say you a Christian. It ain't enough to say, hallelujah, that you go to church. It ain't enough to flaunt your position. The Bible says that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, hallelujah, hallelujah, then, hallelujah, I could hear from heaven, then I would forgive their sin, then, hallelujah, I would heal their land. See, listen, I want to hear from heaven, hallelujah, I want to heal your land, praise God, I want to forgive you for your sins. Hallelujah, praise God. The Lord say, listen to me tonight. This is stuff I'm telling you that I already want to do, but before I can do this, I need you to do this. I need you to humble yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. I need you to pray. I need you to seek my face. Hallelujah. I need you to turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah, praise God. And I need you to do it in that order. Because you can't turn from your wicked ways until you humble yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. You can't seek my face till you humble yourself and realize I don't need to seek material things. I don't need to seek money, cars, clothes, jewelry. Hallelujah. I don't need to seek fame, fortune, and popularity. What I need to seek is God's face. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the fact of the matter is I cannot glorify myself. Hallelujah. Even Jesus looked up to the Father and said, the time has come Father, that you must glorify me so that I can glorify you. See, the thing is, you gotta humble yourself and realize it's not for you to be glorified. See, you are being glorified only to glorify the Father. Hallelujah. The glory does not stop with you. See, that's what Lucifer messed up, because he was trying to keep the glory for himself. Hallelujah, praise God. But the glory is not for you, the glory is for God. God is going to glorify you so that you can glorify him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God is going to glorify you, praise the Lord, so that you, hallelujah, can glorify him. Praise God. Hallelujah. See that's the whole reason that God wants to elevate you, so you can elevate him. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. You can't lift yourself up. You have to lift the Lord up and let the Lord lift you up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch this. Jesus himself, hallelujah, didn't say, here I am. Jesus himself didn't step out and say, I'm the one. Hallelujah. Jesus had to be pointed out. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I have to go through process. You must suffer it to be so. Hallelujah. You got to baptize me. I got to go through process. Hallelujah. But the problem is, in today's time, people don't want to go through process. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't want to go through process. We want to skip process. Now, I believe that's why a lot of single women target married men, because they want the finished product. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they don't want to have to go through process. Hallelujah. They don't want to have to go through process. Hallelujah. So they target married men because this married man has already, this married man, praise God, hallelujah, has already been through process. Hallelujah. Praise God. And because this married man has already been through process, I ain't got to go through the steps I got to go through with these single men that ain't been through process yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because nobody wants to go through process. Hallelujah. So you got to go through a process to become what you, hallelujah. Daddy ain't always been like that. Ask mama. So you don't remember when you was 3 and 4 and 5 years old. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know what you see now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what you see now. Praise God, hallelujah. But the truth be known, hallelujah, praise God. Daddy ain't always been like that. Hallelujah, praise God. Daddy used to cuss like a sailor. Hallelujah, daddy used to creep around my back. Hallelujah, praise God. Daddy used to gamble the money away. Praise God. What you mean? Mama, daddy, a deacon in the church. Praise God. Daddy take good care of you. Hallelujah, praise God. He do all that now. Hallelujah, because he went through process. That's why a lot of women watch their men real hard, their husbands real hard, because they know it's a lot of young women out here that don't want to go through process. Hallelujah, praise God. And every little thing, amen, that's in your husband's face, you like, look at that, there go another little girl that don't want to go through process. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, and that's the problem with this generation. This generation don't want to go through process. Hallelujah. They don't want to go through the steps that we have to take to get where we're trying to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. This generation couldn't have survived back in the civil rights movement, because back then we knew that we had to go through a process. Hallelujah. We looked back at how far we had come from, and we seen how far we had to go. Hallelujah. And we had Christian leaders. Hallelujah. Praise God. We had godly leaders. Praise God. Hallelujah. Malcolm X may not have been a Christian. That's between him and his maker. That's between him and God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But we had some leaders back then that understood. Hallelujah. Regardless of what their religion was, y'all, we got to go through process. It's some steps we're going to have to go through. It's some steps we're going to have to take. These people not going to give it to us overnight. We're going to have to fight for every inch that we got. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nowadays, people start a job and want to be the supervisor tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I was a manager, everybody wanted to be a supervisor. Everybody felt like they was qualified to do what I did. Hallelujah. I know Minister Ray can relate to this. Everybody thinks it's so easy to do what you do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes I want to ask people, do you know how crazy you are? Hallelujah. Praise God. What you mean how crazy I am? Do you know how crazy you are, right? You know you a little off, right? You know you come in here late. Hallelujah. Acting like your own time. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know you get a little angry at the customer sometimes when you ain't on your right medication. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know every once in a while you try to slip a dollar or two out the register and put it in your pocket. Hallelujah. Do you know how crazy you are? And I got to deal with you. You just won. I got to deal with 20 of y'all crazy people. I'm crazy too, but when I'm trying to supervise other crazy people. Hallelujah. And you think you can do what I do. Hallelujah, praise God. Somebody need to tell these little girls it ain't easy being a mama. Hallelujah, praise God, especially when daddy don't stay. Hallelujah, praise God, especially when daddy don't stay. When daddy don't stay, it ain't easy. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And somebody need to tell them because they think it's easy. Hallelujah, praise God. They see you, hallelujah, in that stroller. Praise God, pushing that stroller down the street. Praise God. Amen. Don't know that your feet hurting. Hallelujah, amen. They don't know your back hurting. Praise God, hallelujah. They don't know, amen, you trying to figure out. It just looked like you in a happy days, but you really trying to figure out what we going to eat when we get home. Praise God, hallelujah. How many Pampers this baby got left? Praise God, hallelujah. Is it any formula? Do the baby got some formula? Praise God, hallelujah. All this stuff going on in this woman's mind, and then you got the nerve to pull up on the side of her and blow your horn at her. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, like a wolf on a prey, on the prowl. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And these young girls think, hallelujah, it's going to be easy. And these young men think, hallelujah, praise God, it's going to be easy. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't easy, amen. Even when you take the DNA test and the baby ain't yours, how many times you got to go down now because you hard-headed and you want to fool with these little fast girls. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you that all your friends, all y'all been with her. Y'all know she's pregnant. All of y'all trying to figure out who the baby daddy is. Well, when did you sleep with her? Because I slept with her on this day. Hallelujah. And that day. Hallelujah. Just being hard-headed. Hallelujah. Praise God and doing, amen, what you want to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not listening. Hallelujah. Praise God, and they say they want the truth, but they really can't handle the truth. That they can't handle what the Word of God says. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. But this is I want to talk to the facilitators. I want to talk to the ministers on the line, the ministers that's listening right now. I want to talk to the mothers and the fathers and the grandmothers. Hallelujah, praise God. The Bible tells us clearly, hallelujah, amen, to say what I told you to say. He told Ezekiel, they not going to listen to you, but tell them anyway. He told Jeremiah, they're going to fight you, but you will prevail. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to say what the Word of God tells you to say. Hallelujah, praise God. You can't be friends with your children. Hallelujah, praise God. Not even when they get grown, you still got to keep a line there, a fine line there. Hallelujah, praise God. I don't care if you drink and they drink. Hallelujah. Can I talk to my people in the hood? I don't care if you smoke weed and your child smoke weed. Y'all don't have no business smoking weed together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't got no business out there doing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It should be a line between the parent and the child. Hallelujah. See, I got to talk to the people that's just, you know, they coming up in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God's still working on some people. Hallelujah. Amen. And they need to understand, hallelujah, even though you still doing what you're doing, hallelujah, amen, and you feel like God's still working with you on it, and I'll stop one day and I'll live, that don't mean, hallelujah, you smoke with your child, you get drunk with your child, you go clubbing with your child. Praise God, there's no line. Hallelujah, praise God. And half of that go to the people in the church. Because we, oh my God, hallelujah, it's so many times we in the, praise God, amen, we going clubbing with our children. Hallelujah, mama and daughter clubbing together. Praise God, picking up men together. Your mama, your wingman. Hallelujah, your mama wingman. Hallelujah, praise God. Fathers and sons, hallelujah, not having that boundary. Hallelujah, there's no line. Praise God, hallelujah. And that line, what that line provides is respect. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, that line provides respect. Hallelujah, amen. We need to have that line of respect. Hallelujah, praise God. That line of respect, we need to draw that line. We need to draw that line as pastors, as ministers and preachers. We need to draw that line with our congregation. Hallelujah. You and the secretary shouldn't be spending that much time together. Hallelujah, praise God. You spend more time with the secretary than you do your wife. Hallelujah, you spend more time with Deacon Jones than you do your husband. Praise God, hallelujah, where's the line? Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all shouldn't be having lunch together and dinner together. What's going on, y'all dating? Praise God, hallelujah, where's the line? It should be a line. Hallelujah, I heard Prophet Hubbard, he said about 3 years ago, he said, I'd rather stay Prophet Hubbard, I'd rather not be Kevin. Hallelujah, because people don't respect Kevin. Hallelujah, they might not listen to Kevin. They'll listen to Prophet Hubbard before they listen to Kevin. But once they meet Kevin, they forget about Prophet Hubbard. Hallelujah, Prophet Hubbard gone, I'm Kevin now. Hallelujah, praise God. And you might not listen to the word of God from Dre, hallelujah, as good as you would listen to it from Elder. It has to be a line. Hallelujah, praise God. There has to be a line. There had to be a line between, hallelujah, praise God, David, hallelujah, praise God, and his prophet. Hallelujah, praise God, because David wouldn't just listen to anybody. He wouldn't let anybody in, first of all. Praise God, nobody would be able to get that close to him. Praise God, hallelujah, and the prophet came in, praise God, and told him a story. Hallelujah, there was this rich man. Hallelujah, praise God, that had all these lambs. Praise God, he had his own flock. But then, praise God, here come this, he had a traveling friend that just came by to stop by and visit him, just holler at him for a little bit, and they was hungry, praise God. So instead of him going to his own flock, he went across the street to this poor man, who had took this little lamb and raised this lamb up, hallelujah, to be a beautiful lamb, but he took this man's lamb and killed it. Hallelujah, praise God. And David got mad and said, we need to find this man. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you need to kill this man. This man need to die, and he need to pay this man back fourfold, sevenfold, whatever fold it was. He need to pay this man back because I can't believe that he would do something like that. What kind of world are we living in? You know, we always get judgmental when we talking about somebody else, at least when we think we talking about somebody else. Hallelujah. So David was rampant. David was heated. David was mad. And then the prophet looked at him and said, I'm glad you feel the way you feel, Rev. Hallelujah. Well, why is that? Because I'm talking about you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He had to come and give the king a message that, King, you done messed up with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if there would not have been a line of respect, Hallelujah, praise God. He would not have been able to deliver this message to him because he wouldn't have heard it. He might have killed him. David was the king. You don't understand. His head had already been, his head had already got big with power. He already taken other men's women and killing the man and getting the woman pregnant. He done already started tripping. Hallelujah. So there had to be a line of respect. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't get too close. It's one thing to be close. It's one thing to love your brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you get so close, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That you think is okay. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. For you to do certain stuff. Hallelujah. Around me. Hallelujah. You think it's okay to catcall at women in front of elders. Praise God. Because he's Dre now. Dre, look at that woman over there. No. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That kind of stuff ain't okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. It ain't okay to what they call harmless flirting. Praise God. Hallelujah. Flirting with the other female pastors. Girl, you know you sure looking good today, girl. You looking, my wife came today. Boy, you better stop. You know, girl, you know I'm just messing with you. You know I'm just messing. No. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these little sneaky things. Hallelujah, that the men and women of God do. That's why he said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, hallelujah, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Praise God, hallelujah. Wicked ways, not bad ways. Hallelujah, praise God. It's not bad, it's wicked. It's not bad, it's evil. Praise God, hallelujah. It's not something wrong, it's a sin. Hallelujah, praise God. I committed a sin. I broke the law. Hallelujah, I transgressed against God. Hallelujah, praise God. I didn't just cheat on my wife. I didn't just cheat on my husband. I cheated on God. Remember, God said, don't worry about the one that can kill the body. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Some of us been with some partners. We were scared they would kill us if they found out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Kill us in our sleep. We were just, oh Lord, don't let them find out. Hallelujah. Okay, my bad. I'm the only one. Praise God. I stand alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But hallelujah. God say, don't worry. Why are you worried about them? You should have been worrying about me. Don't worry about who can kill a body. Worry about the one who determines where your soul, hallelujah, goes. Praise God, whether you go to heaven or hell. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, whether you go to heaven or hell, you concerned about the wrong thing, the Lord says. Praise God, you worried about the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you're worried about the wrong thing. Hallelujah, the Lord says amen on tonight. Amen, you need to start reverencing God. Hallelujah, every word in that book, hallelujah, is put there for a reason. Hallelujah, the Bible, the commandments, the law is a mirror. It's a mirror. Praise God, hallelujah. In other words, when you read it, hallelujah, if it don't apply to you, praise God, hallelujah. If it don't apply to you, you're not going to feel a way about it when you read it. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not, hallelujah, amen, sleep with another man's wife. Okay, I don't even see that. That don't apply to me. Honor your mother and your father. Hallelujah. Your days will be long upon the earth. Okay, hallelujah. That don't apply to me. Praise God, hallelujah. Thou shalt not, hallelujah, steal. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not worship false idols. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Hallelujah. Something thou shalt not lie. Praise God. We forget that one's even in there. Praise God. Hallelujah. We forget that one's even in there. Matter of fact, we done gave names to our lies. We call them little white lies. Hallelujah, praise God. We act like that lie ain't the equivalent of committing adultery. Hallelujah. It's in the top 10. All of those laws are on an equal plane. Now one of them outweighs the other one. Each of them holds the same consequence. So lying is the same as being a homosexual. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Is that serious? Hallelujah. Is that serious? Lie. That little lie you told when you told your daughter or you told your son, they knocking on the door, tell Rimmer, send her mama, mama not home. Hallelujah. Praise God. That little lie you told. That's one of the top 10. That's on the list. You might as well worship another God if you're going to say you're not home and you're in the bedroom looking out the window. Hallelujah, praise God. Tell him mama ain't home. Hallelujah. And some of us lie. We lie with our car sitting out in the driveway. Hallelujah, praise God. And act as if that lie isn't the equivalent of worshiping another God. We act as if that lie, praise God, isn't the equivalent of committing murder. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, we don't even look at murder because that don't apply to us, I hope. Hallelujah. Don't apply to none of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Most of us, we don't see the stuff that don't apply to us, and then we act like we don't see the stuff that do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we have got to believe. And we have got to preach it, and we got to teach it, the true and unadulterated word of God. Everything that's in this book, praise God, hallelujah. Everything that's in this book, hallelujah, praise God, it's the truth. Hallelujah, praise God, it's the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. So sometimes we might got to do some detailed research and some in-depth study, hallelujah, to learn certain things. Hallelujah, to figure out why certain stuff was said. Hallelujah, praise God.
That's right. Preach it. Tell the truth about this Bible. Tell it.
Hallelujah. We got to do our research, some in-depth research. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, the Apostle Paul said this. But why did the Apostle Paul say that? Who was he talking to when he said it? Hallelujah. What town was he evangelizing in? Hallelujah. What was the culture of the people like in that time?
What the Bible says. That's right. Not what we say, what the Bible says.
Amen. 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 Praise God. And that's what we got to go by. What the Bible says. Hallelujah. We ain't got nothing else to go by. Praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. It's evidence, praise God, that certain cultures just don't survive. Certain cultures just get wiped out. They do not survive because they do not go according to the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. God flooded the earth. God then destroyed cities. Sodom and Gomorrah, they were destroyed by fire. Hallelujah. And guess what? That's just not documented in the Word of God. It's just not documented in the Bible. It's documented by, what are they called? Praise God. The people that study the space. Praise God. Well, they had them back then. Hallelujah. People that study the stars. Astronomers. Thank you. Praise God. They had astronomers. Hallelujah, praise God, back then. And astronomers document, hallelujah, seeing the meteors, amen, going across the sky, hallelujah. And then they saw the explosion, praise God, that happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. If you go over there right now, there are pillars of salt, hallelujah, leading from where Sodom and Gomorrah were. Praise God, hallelujah, as if, hallelujah, not only Lot's wife, she looked back and became a pillar of salt, but as if people were trying to escape, hallelujah, the wrath of God, and looked back and froze right where they are. The pillars of salt are right there today. Hallelujah. Praise God. This isn't something that we are making up. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, the word of God, I'm going to say this. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to get ready to close this little message out. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm going to say this. The word of God is not meant to hurt nobody. It's not meant to bash nobody. It's not meant to make fun of nobody. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not meant, and the word of God is not meant to condemn nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the word of God is meant to convict. It's not meant to condemn. It's meant to convict. It's meant to point out, hallelujah, your flaw. See, when you look in the mirror, you can look in the mirror at yourself and you can see what's wrong with your makeup. You can see if the barber messed up your line. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can see if you got something in your teeth. When you're looking in the mirror, you can see what's wrong with you. Hallelujah. When you read the word of God, when you read the law, let's just talk about the law right now. When you read that law, them Ten Commandments are designed to show you what's wrong with you. Hallelujah. Well, that's wrong right there, that lie I told. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us are lying to our wives. We'll lie to our husbands real quick. Yeah, baby, that suit look nice with that tie. Yeah, that look good. Yeah, go ahead. Praise God. And you know it didn't look good. Hallelujah. But you know that's his favorite tie, and you don't want to hear nothing about his tie. Praise God. Hallelujah. You knew she looked kind of chunky in that dress, but you didn't want to say, hallelujah, she looked chunky in that dress, so you let her go out in that dress. And then later on, now she mad at you. She knocking you upside the head. Because you knew I looked like this before I went out the house. And you let me go out the house like this. Hallelujah. Praise God. That lie came back on you so fast. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you didn't open your mouth and say, you know what, baby? I don't think you should wear that. Praise God. Hallelujah. My wife always told me, be honest with me. Don't lie to me because you don't send me out that door looking jacked up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, amen, that lie, people listen to your lie. People trust you. Hallelujah. And if you're going to lie about this to keep from hurting my feelings, what else have you lied about? Praise God. Hallelujah. But we look over that lie like that lie ain't a big thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. We look at it like that's the smallest thing in our minds. That's the smallest thing on the top 10. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not realizing it's equal to murder. It's equal to adultery. It's equal to stealing. It's equal to dishonoring your parents. It's equal to worshiping false gods. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's equal to, you might as well build a statue, a bell in your front yard. Hallelujah, praise God. If you're going to walk around here with a lying tongue, that's why the Bible talks so hard about a lying tongue, because we don't feel like a lie is that big. Hallelujah, praise God. We don't feel like a lie is that much. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. And most of the times we don't talk about lying because we in the pulpit lie. We lie about how much fun, hallelujah, we got in the church. We lying, praise God, by where the funds going. Oh, Lord. We lying about where all that money went from that fundraiser. That's why Jesus got mad, because all this money ain't going to the church. I'm going to flip some tables over around here. All the money going to be on the church floor when I'm done, because you know good and doggone well all that money from the fish fry didn't go back in the church. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, you selling plates, $7 a plate. You done sold 20 plates. Hallelujah, that's $140. You done turned in 65. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, we know it ain't all going to the church, but yet we patronize those that rob God. Can I tell you something? I know this is going to make some people mad because we got fundraising. Y'all probably having a fundraiser this Sunday. Probably having a fundraiser tomorrow. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know this is going to make some people mad. Praise God. But do you not realize that fundraiser can cause, hallelujah, that fish fry, that fish sale you having in the church, that can cause somebody that don't have the funds to rob God. Hallelujah. Elder, how would I rob God? Hallelujah. When I was a child, I went to church one Sunday. And my grandmother had given me some money, and I had put some money aside, hallelujah, to put in church. Hallelujah. But they were selling tea cakes. Hallelujah. After church. Praise God. And the same amount of money that I was going to put in church is the same amount of money the tea cakes were. Hallelujah. So in my mind, hallelujah, all the money was going to the church, so I'm not going to put this in church. I was just kind of, what they would do today would be called it, I'm just shifting funds from one account to the other. Hallelujah. That's what they do in the corporate world. I just shift this to over here, so when they look at the books, it'll be money over there, and by the time they get to the other account, I'll be done shifted that money from back over there to over there. Okay, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, praise God, hallelujah. But in my mind, the money's still going to the church, and my grandmother said, no. Hallelujah, praise God. If you do that, you robbing God. Hallelujah, because this is set aside to be God's offering. Hallelujah, praise God. And as I got older and I got back in church, because I backslid, I was a prodigal son. I was out there running around doing my own thing. Hallelujah, and having fun when I was doing it. Praise God, hallelujah. But, amen, when I got back in church, I realized if that $15 or $8, hallelujah, and I'm poor, and I just got $10 in my pocket, and I was going to put this whole 10 in church. Praise God, hallelujah. I might actually get change and put 2 in church and save $8 so I can go get me a plate because I want to eat because I'm hungry and that fish smelling good. So you just caused me to rob God because the money that should have went to God went to you because all the money that I gave you ain't going back to God. Oh, hallelujah on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. We have caused people to rob God. Hallelujah. And you know what we did at our last church we was at? Hallelujah. They was asking us, the first fist fry, that was before the Lord really just gave me the clear revelation. After the next fist fry, hallelujah, me and my wife were like, no, we're not going to participate in this. Well, why? Hallelujah, because we didn't got a deeper revelation of the Word of God. And the Word of God said, hallelujah, He came into the church, the temple, hallelujah, of God, and He saw money changers. Nowadays, we call the money changers the cashiers, the fundraisers. Money is changing hands. Hallelujah, praise God. Money is changing hands. It's an exchange of goods and services. There's a commerce going on. The problem is the commerce is going on in the temple. Praise God, hallelujah. And Jesus said, you have turned, hallelujah, the house of prayer into a den of thieves. This is my Father's house. Hallelujah, praise God. Y'all could have did that in the parking lot. Hallelujah, but you didn't even have enough respect to do it in the parking lot. You might as well light up a cigarette in the sanctuary. Hallelujah, praise God, because you disrespected my house and he got a whip. Hallelujah, and he started flipping over tables and he started whipping people with the whip and driving them out to... He threw all the money on the floor. And the Bible say he drove out the buyers and he drove out the sellers. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, this is where a lot of us come to that place of repentance, and we might stay at this place or we might turn around and leave this place because all our lives we've been participating in fundraisers at the church. Hallelujah, praise God. We haven't been dependent. Amen, on the offering that comes in, we're going to do a fundraiser over here. We're going to do a fundraiser over there. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm not talking about off campus. I'm talking about the fundraisers we have during church. Hallelujah, praise God. The fundraisers we have where people are putting their offering on the fish plate. Are they putting their tithes on the chicken wing dinner? Praise God, hallelujah. I'm not talking about you setting up shop on a Tuesday or a Monday, hallelujah, and you having a fish fry in the community. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus, after church, after Jesus had service, Jesus ain't charged them people that he said the 500, the 5,000, not counting the women and children. Hallelujah. I don't know. Judas might have been over there selling some plates on the side. Praise God. You know how Judas was. Hallelujah. He wanted to sell everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. He might have been selling some plates on the side. But Jesus didn't say, hallelujah, we gonna sell each of these fish dinners. Because that's why we sell the fish dinners in church, because that's what Jesus did. Hallelujah. That's a tradition we have. But Jesus didn't sell it. Hallelujah. He fed them and didn't charge them a dime. Praise God. He fed them and he didn't charge them a dime. Hallelujah. Praise God. But this is something that the church does. This is something that we have to do. This is in our bylaws. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Jesus said many a time, your tradition and your laws, your bylaws, have made void the law of God. Hallelujah. You'd have made void the law of God. Not just the government. We quick to jump on the government with same-sex marriage, but what about the bylaws you got in your constitution at your church? Hallelujah. Praise God. We got some bylaws. Hallelujah. Especially when you government funded. Hallelujah. Praise God. Especially when you got grants. Hallelujah, praise God, and you getting money off the government. They limit what you can say, what you can't say. Hallelujah. 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 What does the law of God say? That's what it all comes down to. I don't care what your pastor's saying. If it don't line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. So even Paul told Timothy, he gave Timothy all his good advice and then told him to study to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. I done gave you this advice, but don't take my word for it, son. Go back and look it up for yourself. Go back and study the scriptures for yourself. Get your own revelation knowledge from God. Hallelujah. Hear what God is saying, telling you when you read the scriptures. Yeah, I just told you not to ordain no woman and put no woman in the pulpit. But study for yourself. God might tell you something differently than what he told me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't take my word for it. Go study for yourself. Hallelujah, praise God. See what God tells you. Hallelujah, praise God. You can't go off a granddaddy message. Hallelujah, praise God. First of all, hallelujah, amen. You granddaddy age not that he was when he gave that message. Hallelujah, praise God. You exactly how he was when you heard that message and you still preaching that message, have you looked into it for yourself? Or are you just going off of what daddy told you? You just going off what mama told you?
All right.
Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Some women out there won't tell their husband how much money they got. Some men won't tell their wife how much money they got. Hallelujah, praise God. And then when they ask them, they tell them a lie. Praise God, hallelujah. That's one of the top 10, but if I can't tell them, because if I tell them, they're going to do this and they're going to do that. Well, why don't you, instead of trying to put a Band-Aid on the problem, why don't y'all take that to God and heal the problem? Because lying about it ain't going to help the problem. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. I like that. Can I say that again? Hallelujah. That's putting a Band-Aid on the problem. You just hiding the money. Hallelujah, praise God. They rumbling through your drawers, going through your pants pockets when you sleep. So you're not fixing the problem. Hallelujah. You're trying to ignore the problem and act like the problem is not there. Hallelujah, praise God. But unless you address the problem and take the problem on head on, it would never be fixed. Hallelujah, praise God. So you ain't helping the situation. You're actually hurting the situation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You're actually hurting the situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So just tonight, amen. Praise God. There wasn't no title for this message. Hallelujah, praise God. It didn't come from no particular scripture. This is something that the Lord, hallelujah, he told Jeremiah, I put the words in your mouth. Hallelujah, praise God. That's all I did. All I did was sit down and open my mouth, and whatever thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord on tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this time, we need to be strong. As men and women of God, we have to be strong. And we have to be very courageous. Hallelujah. We got to be strong and we got to be very courageous. Hallelujah. We got to be ready to speak it, that unadulterated word, that true word, that uncut word. You can't worry about nobody's feelings. You can only worry about their salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah, Lord. Let it resonate in our hearts, our minds, and in our souls, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to be those men and women of God that you want us to be, that are strong. Hallelujah, and very courageous. Hallelujah, that's willing to meditate. Hallelujah, on your word day and night. For we know in your word that you said those who meditate, hallelujah, on your word shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. That whatever we put our hands to, Lord, it will prosper. And we thank you for on tonight, Lord. We magnify you on tonight, Lord. We lift you up on tonight, Lord. For you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. Lord, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you touch everybody in the inside of my voice right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch the mind, body, and soul. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want you to know we love you. We want you to know we appreciate you on tonight. And we will continue to magnify and praise your holy name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. I want to go ahead. Amen. And open up the line at this time. Praise God. If there's one, hallelujah, that has a testimony, amen, or a prayer request, hallelujah, or a comment on the word of God, or even a question on tonight, amen, the line is open. Praise God. Will there be one on tonight?
Praise God, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Bishop Page, how you doing?
Amen. Thank God for that word there. I thought about one that you missed we don't like to talk about. What about the Santa Claus?
Oh, amen.
What about the
come on.
Christian parents doing Halloween, celebrating darkness, and they are children of the light celebrating the darkness?
Amen. Come on now.
What about all those little things that we allow and do? And make excuses for doing them. That's kind of hypocritical as far as the Christians concerned. And so I like what you said. We teach our children to lie. Then when they lie to us, then we tell them they shouldn't lie. But we have to realize sometimes we can be teachers of a lie.
Amen.
You lie to them when they were small and they get up big and they lying and you want to know. Boy, you just lie all the time. Well, you lied to me all those years about Santa Claus and you made an excuse to do it. So let the Christians stop making excuses to partake in things of the world and lie to our children over a Santa Claus. And we put Santa Claus in Jesus' place. What about that? We said Santa Claus bring good cheer, joy and good cheer. And we put Santa Claus in Jesus' place. That's almost like having an idol right there. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful with that because we done made Santa Claus an idol. And not only that, you have a lot of Christians fight. They would fight you or kill you if you try to tell their kids there is no Santa Claus. And they have to tell you that's my business and realize that's not the business of the kingdom. We have to realize that in the kingdom of God, we don't set nobody else as king above the king who rules all. And so we have to be careful now because we dwell in the kingdom, we have to follow the rules of the kingdom. Even though we live in the United States now, we have to follow the rules of the United States. And because we follow the rules of the United States, we're now in the kingdom of God. We have to follow the rules of the kingdom. And so we have to be careful that we're not breaking the rules of the kingdom, because if you do that, you may lose your citizenship.
Mr. Ronnie, get deported.
If they put you out because you have become a tyrant against the kingdom. And said, let us not be tyrants and dictators. You know, sometimes we talk about dictators. Sometimes people can become dictators because that means you're ruling according to that man's ability and not because of God's ability. And we start dictating things. God is our dictator. God is our, if you want to call it dictator. Yeah, he's our dictator, amen. He tells us what to do, amen. And his word rules over all. And so if we're going to be part of the kingdom, let's do the kingdom business. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Hallelujah Page on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's absolutely right. I so forgot that point about the Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy. Praise God. And we wonder why. We wonder why when they grow up, they don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. I don't understand. I taught that boy, I taught that girl about Jesus every day of their life. But you also told them it was a Santa Claus. You told them it was an Easter Bunny. You told them it was a Tooth Fairy. And then when they get grown and they get older, you tell them slowly that all these things ain't real, but expect them to still believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. A lot of things we did to ourselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God, amen, for those comments from Bishop Page. Hallelujah. The line is still open. Praise God. Is there another one on tonight?
Yeah, Pastor Slut is here. Surely the word of God is, surely the word of God is true from generation to generation. He said that teaching for doctrine, the commandments of men, you know. And so that's what's happening. Your parents, their parents before them, put these false things in, and we practice them, but then it's a tradition. But then the word of God says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, a lot of us know the truth, but we're not willing to buck the system. You know, we still want to follow the tradition of men, to get along with man, rather than seeking the honor and praise of them. So that's why the word of God says when Jesus comes, it'll be 1,000 years. Rule, reign, that's going to take 1,000 years to get all this falseness that we have embedded in us out before we really go into the kingdom. God bless each and every one of you, man. Love you. Love the word.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for Pastor Smothers on tonight. Praise God. We will, amen, keep Pastor Smothers and his wife lifted up. Praise God. We're happy to hear that he is back home from the hospital. Amen. On today, if I'm correct. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir,
he came back home on today. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes,
so we thank God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for, amen, First Lady's mothers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I always use the term First Lady. Hallelujah. Amen. Because as a man of God, hallelujah. Amen. We should always, amen, give our wives, hallelujah, the respect and the credit that they deserve, hallelujah. Even if we ain't got a church, even if we not a pastor, hallelujah, this is my first lady, this is my only lady, this is my last lady, praise God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So reverence your wife like that, Hallelujah, praise God. I don't care if you not, if you ain't even preaching, hallelujah, come on one day and call your wife first lady. Hey, first lady. You're like, who you talking to? I'm talking to you, baby. You my first lady. Hallelujah, praise God. And my last lady, praise God, hallelujah.
Amen,
praise God. So we want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for everybody on the line tonight. Hallelujah, you know, Father's Day, hallelujah, is coming up. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, and we, amen, that's one of the holidays, amen, but so before that day got here, we just wanted to pay homage to the fathers on today, hallelujah, praise God, we've been doing it all week, praise God, hallelujah, we have to, amen, give credit to where credit is due to the mothers on Mother's Day, to the fathers on Father's Day, hallelujah, praise God, we just want to reverence everybody, hallelujah, praise God, who is a father. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Because there are people that tell you, hallelujah, like we were saying earlier, it's not easy. Hallelujah, being a father. Whether even if you're not in the household with your children, it's still not easy. Hallelujah, yeah. Praise God. It's actually, it might be considered harder. Praise God, hallelujah. It might be considered harder. Praise God. You don't believe me? Ask somebody, hallelujah, that got three or four baby mamas, how much they check me. When they get paid every 2 weeks. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let them tell you how hard it is. That's what they don't tell you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we coming up and listening to the world and uncle this and Amy this and cousin that and big brother this, we not listen. They don't tell you about that when that monkey get in your paycheck. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. They might have told you about HIV, but they don't tell you about KID. Praise God, hallelujah. KID will stay with you forever. KID will get KID and then give you their KID. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Everything ain't as easy as it looks. Praise God, hallelujah. You can ask any preacher. Don't run up here. Praise God, hallelujah. Don't run up to that pulpit, hallelujah. Amen. You might end up limping back, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Everything ain't easy, hallelujah, as it looks. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We want to thank God for Sister Deborah on the line tonight, hallelujah. God bless you tonight, sister. It's a pleasure, amen, that you called in, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for her on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has called in tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We lost a couple people. They had a meeting tonight over there in California. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for Minister Ray. Hallelujah. And we thank God. Hallelujah. For Minister BJ. Amen. Being on the line with us earlier. Hallelujah. We also want to thank, of course, Bishop Mac Page. Hallelujah. Amen. The Watchman. Pastor Smothers. Praise God, hallelujah, amen, and I'm going to get with Pastor Smothers, hallelujah, we'll be looking for an hour with the Watchman, praise God, on Wednesdays, hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God, hallelujah, amen, he had to do a rush job, hallelujah, this past Wednesday, but that rush job had so much information in it, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. It was like it was all there. Everything we needed was right there. We understood what he was talking about. Hallelujah. He said he had to go, and we left fat and full. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God for the Watchman. Hallelujah. Pastor Smothers. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Like I said before, if y'all are out there, it's the summertime. A lot of people are planning vacations. Praise God. Hallelujah. And a lot of y'all are going to the Dallas area. Praise God to go to Six Flags or to go see some of the baseball games out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. We invite you want to go out there to see the Rangers and all them other people, the Dallas Cowboys. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Why not, amen, stop by. Hallelujah. Care Church Incorporated on Sunday mornings. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why not make Care Church Incorporated part, hallelujah, of your vacation experience? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's right there. It's right there by all that. Praise God. It's right there by all the big venues. No more than 10, 15 minutes away. Praise God. Depending on which way you go. I'm not from there. Hallelujah. But I know it ain't take us long to get there. We went like under a freeway and around the corner and we was there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you're going to get some dynamic preaching. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bishop Alexis. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bishop Page. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're going to get some dynamic word, a dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. Then you can still go, hallelujah, and watch a football game or your baseball game or go to the theme park. Hallelujah. Or whatever you want to do. But make sure you include God in your vacation. Hallelujah,
amen.
Praise God, and stop by Carol Church and get a word from God. Just Google it. Hallelujah. It's going to pop up. Google it, praise God, on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God, hallelujah, for everything that has transpired on tonight. We thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody out there on Facebook Live. Hallelujah, that has been tuned into us on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I normally try to say the names, but it's a lot of them tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, God bless all of y'all. Praise God. We want to give a special shout out to everybody out there. Hallelujah. That's been, inboxing me. Amen. That's in Pakistan and Uganda and Africa. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of y'all as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. And keep in touch with the ministry. Praise God. If anybody out there wants a copy of any one, hallelujah, of our sermons, any one of our programs, praise God. Hallelujah. All you got to do, amen, is inbox me on Facebook. Praise God. You can inbox me on Facebook your email address. Praise God, hallelujah. Or you can text me your email address. Praise God, hallelujah. My number is 713-492-6718. Praise God. Once again, that's 713-492-6718. You can just text me your email address. Praise God, hallelujah. Or you can contact me on Facebook. Hallelujah. Tell me which service and what day. Make sure you write it down. Hallelujah, praise God, and you can also, amen, go to Blog Talk Radio, amen. Let me give a shout out to everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah, amen, which covers the 50 states, which covers the United States, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, you can also go to our Blog Talk Radio link, amen, and a lot of our messages have been archived, hallelujah, there. You can watch them on demand, listen to them on demand, just like, hallelujah, amen, on your cable, praise God. You can listen to them on demand, praise God, hallelujah. We got the all-day prayer call on there, praise God, with Raise the Praise, hallelujah, with EVCS, the Praise Raiser. We got the morning prayer call, hallelujah, the Fellowship of Unity with our own Pastor Ray Thurman, praise God, hallelujah. We have the... We just archived the Watchman's Hour, praise God, from this past Wednesday night. Praise God, you can go on Blog Talk Radio. Amen, you can look that one up. Hallelujah, we got Pastor Alexis on there. Praise God, we got Bishop Page is on there. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, I'm on there. Praise God, amen. Everybody's on there. Hallelujah, First Lady on there. Praise God, hallelujah, on the all-day prayer with EVCS. So, y'all, Minister BJ's on there with a chosen generation of churches. Hallelujah, praise God, last Wednesday night. Everybody's on there, hallelujah. So, if you want to hear a word from God that you may not have heard, maybe this is your first time tuning in or logging in or calling in, praise God, go check out the archive. Hallelujah, praise God. And I do believe you can stream it live, hallelujah, and you can download it. You can download it to your electronic devices. Praise God, hallelujah. And we encourage you to do so. Hallelujah, praise God. And if there's anybody out there, hallelujah, amen, if you wanna know how you can, hallelujah, boost your ministry, praise God, hallelujah, how you can get the word that God put in your belly out there, hallelujah, hit us up. Praise God, hallelujah, contact us, amen, praise God, hallelujah, and watch what we can do, amen, to help you, amen, like we used to say, we want to be a blessing in your life, praise God on tonight, hallelujah, so we just thank God, hallelujah, for everything that has transpired on today, hallelujah, we thank God for everybody who called in and tuned in, praise God, hallelujah, and if we don't have any more announcements, hallelujah, we're going to go ahead and close out for the night. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, on tonight, Lord, for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you have come and given us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, about, hallelujah, amen, being bold with the word. Hallelujah, about humbling ourselves, praying and seeking your face. Hallelujah, about our lying tongue, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah, we want to exercise this word in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you on tonight for your word. We want it to resonate in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Lord. We want to get it, Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. We want to get the understanding because we know that we perish for the lack of it. Hallelujah, and Lord, we ask that you bless us with it on tonight. Hallelujah, you give us the revelation, hallelujah, that we need. Hallelujah on tonight, and we thank you. Hallelujah, we praise your name, Lord. You are truly worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah, and we love you, and we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. And I just pray the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we thank y'all. We love y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be sure you tune in tomorrow morning. Hallelujah for Fellowship of Unity. Hallelujah. Amen. Our facilities call. Praise God. Hallelujah. And don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody, y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all on tomorrow morning. Praise God. Amen.